Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
From simple structures to highly complex headquarters, Mueller Custom Buildings are engineered and made to help your business grow. Hear how Mueller helped Brian with a custom steel building for his company.
Here at Gibson Automotive, we're a collision repair. We do body work, paint. We also sell a few cars. My contractor wanted to use Mueller because they were the best. So why wouldn't I use Mueller? This project turned out better than I ever imagined. There wasn't a nut and bolt that didn't fit anywhere it was supposed to. Going with Mueller was one of the best decisions I made in the whole construction.
Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to find a location near you and view our wide range of building types, from workshops to commercial projects. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
From today's cattle futures market, caught a bid and ended up higher across the board. So it was a welcome sight there. We're back toward some of the higher ranges of the last four or five trading days. But August live cattle finished up right above a dollar. The last trade was 100.17, which was up 92 cents. October up 67 at 104.60. December lives up about 87 at 108.35. And the feeders were anywhere from $1.10 higher to $1.52 higher. With August $1.22 at $135.75. If you look at the charts here, we're still above our key moving averages in the front end of the live cattle and feeder cattle market. And some of those contracts, like the June of 21 live cattle, and we actually made new highs today, going back all the way since March. So that could increase the positive momentum here. As we make new highs, people begin to believe in it and push it on up higher. This week we had cash trade about 95 cents, right in line with where we were last week. And then today corn prices were down, which we'll talk about in a minute, but the lower feed prices, I think, gave a reason for feeder cattle buyers to maybe pay a little bit more for it and increase that price. And yesterday the feeder cattle index was up sharply, up over $3, trying to get back to catch up with that August feeder contract.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
GP Rents is proud to announce the opening of their newest location in Norman. So when buying isn't an option, put the versatility of Kubota rental equipment from GP Rents Norman to work for you. Now with GP Rents Norman, we have six locations to serve our Kubota rental customers. This means more locations to rent Kubota track loaders to manage brush or to dig for less with one of our Kubota excavators or backhoes. Work smarter, not harder. Call 833-IRENT-GP or visit gprents.com.
The grain futures market today finished mixed here. We had corn sharply lower, the December corn down 13 cents at 344. We had beans down about 9 to 12 cents, Chicago wheat up about 10 cents, and Kansas City wheat finished about 3 cents lower, and cotton, December cotton up 44 at 64.33. Now that USDA report, in my opinion, compared to the average analyst guess, put corn production a little bit bullish despite the sell-off. The overall production for corn was 15 billion. They're looking for 15.06 billion, so a little bit lower than average guess. The yield was about unchanged from the June report at 178.5 for corn. The ending stocks, or U.S. ending stocks, for old crop were 2.248, also lower than expected. So in my mind, it was a little bit bullish for corn despite the sell-off. Bean production was also lower to 4.135 billion bushels. That was lower than the average guess. The yield was left unchanged at 49.8 bushels per acre. And then ending stocks were increased from the June report to 1.044 billion bushels. But that report was a midday report. The market immediately started selling off and stayed weaker throughout the day as the market tried to digest what happened.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.